This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It's me, Lizzie Candy.
And me, Stephen Leng. Good evening.
Good evening, folks. And you know what? I'm so excited.
Why?
I feel like Christmassy.
You're wearing a very festive outfit today, Lizzie.
I am, and I'm covered.
Christmas is coming and the goose is getting fat.
I know, I just feel excited. I've got a very excited feeling. I feel like an excited puppy dog.
Well, today I saw you were with...
Angie Best.
Angie Best, yes.
The first original wag.
I keep wanting to say Angie Bowie, that's not it.
Not Angie Bowie, no. It is Angie Best,
yes.
Who looks incredible. She was dressed as a Playboy bunny at the Bunny Club called... Telling tales.
Okay.
Something I would never do.
Okay? I've seen you on television. Sometimes you do.
I do tell. Only amongst friends. So she was in the tiniest outfit, mm-hmm. bunny girl outfit, which is on my Twitter, if you look at Lizzie mm-hmm. Cundy. And her waist was about 18 inches and she's 64.
Jesus.
She doesn't mind. She tells everyone her real age.
Has she had ribs removed?
I am not sure. She's friends with Cher though, so
probably.
Possibly. But she looked incredible.
Well, I'm jealous. It looked like you had a good time.
She was the first ever sort of Playboy bunny girl.
Was she?
Yeah. And do you know she had a night with Elvis Presley? She said, my son looked like Elvis. And I said, how do you know? And she went, well, I had a night with him.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. It's true, honestly.
Who knew?
She did.
Yeah, I mean, you're really revealing all the secrets
and
tonight.
Well, it was called Telling Tales, so I had to ask. And her and George, how they got together, and it was quite interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
Because she's in the papers today, obviously, because she said, Rooney... Go and get help. You're going to end up like George. George's son, you know, very sadly, he's dead.
Yeah. Yes,
why
he is. Just the way you said it.
Okay.
I mean, you have quite strong opinions about Wayne and Colleen, don't you? About what she should do.
I have strong feelings about the girl in question, who I think has tried to milk it for everything it's worth mm-hmm. and setting up pap shots and getting on telly to talk about it. And then she kind of kept putting herself in it. She wasn't saying I mean, just leave them alone.
But you think that they should stay together?
I do, because she's got a baby on the way. They've got three young children. And why would you let this girl, who's obviously a chancer, ruin what they have? And I think Wayne Rooney knows he's been silly boy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And look, he's doing his time community service. And, you know,
oh,
what?
Yeah, he got 100 hours, didn't he?
Got 100 hours. He's had a bit of a hefty fine.
And a ban. Driving ban.
And, you know what? He's paying the price. So... And he's been on every front page of every paper. But, you know, if your milkman gets stopped, you know, in the car, having a few drinks, it's not everywhere, is it? It is for Wayne.
That's true. Well, we'll have to see what happens.
Do you think that's... But I don't want to see this girl anymore. So
it's not going to happen. She'll be on I'm a Celebrity or Celebrity Big Brother
no,
or something.
I will not allow it.
Look what
it.
Happened to Helen Wood.
I'm not allowing it. Okay? You heard it here first. I will put my foot down.
To who?
I'll trip her up on the way in.
Fine, okay, you can do that.
Anyway.
We have a very exciting show coming up today.
It's Strictly show.
Finally, we've got someone from Strictly.
Can we have some music?
No.
Oh,
actually.
I just did the wrong music. Woo! Here we go!
Yes. That's enough of that.
Yeah.
We have Aston coming on. Aston Merrigold from JLS.
Aston, one of the nicest boys you could ever meet.
Yes, I agree.
And he's cute.
He's one of the favourites. In fact, he is the favourite to win at the minute.
Well, he's with my friend Jeanette. I went to their wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Not Jeanette and Aston. Jeanette and Alish.
Yes. So first up, we have Aston on the phone in a little bit. So I'm excited to talk to him because the first live show is Saturday.
It is, and I want your questions to come in for Aston because this is your chance to ask him anything you want. What's it really like? Is he nervous? Look, he's performed in front of live audiences before.
Well, he did X Factor.
Yeah, exactly.
I think him and Alexandra are the first people from X Factor to do Strictly.
And it's a competition, it's a rivalry. Do people mm-hmm. do tricks on each other?
Mm-hmm.
Is he worried about Debbie McGee?
I think she's going to be a dark horse, Debbie McGee.
Debbie McGee, I tell you what, I'm friends with her dance partner, and he said she can kick her leg higher than anyone else. There's chemistry going on.
Yes, I spied that. But he's only 27 or something, and she's 60.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you say so. But we don't.
Just a number, darling.
We don't have just Aston, do we?
No, we've got loads more. Do you love Bake Off?
Of course.
It's your favourite show, isn't it?
It's actually my favourite show, yes.
Do you like the new Bake Off?
Yes, I really do.
Oh.
I'm not a particularly big fan of Noel, but...
He's never even boiled an egg, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard. Mm. But, you know, regardless.
And who else do you like in it?
I like a guy called Stephen.
Yeah.
Who won whatever it's called, Best Baker, two, three weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And there's a girl called Julia, a Russian girl called Julia, who's really good. So we have Holly Bell, who was a finalist from 2011. So quite a long time ago now, but that was when Bake Off started to really peak.
A very popular girl. There was lots of controversy, wasn't there? Because people get so into it, who they want to win.
Yeah, of course. And every year it's the same. So we've got her on the phone at 6.30. And then at 6.45, we have Dino and Sherelle from the new ITV show, Bromans.
Oh, have you, you know what? Because you know... I'm a fan. I love this show, not just because there's loads of naked men.
There are lots of naked men, yes.
Just as Romans.
Yes.
And I am a Roman. I did my DNA. Well, I'm from that era.
This is the this is the first series of the show. It's a new kind of take on get-together shows, isn't it? Love Island-style shows. So it I guess we'll be finding out
and
what the score is.
And obviously, my dear friend David McIntosh is in it.
Yes, I heard about that. We'll have to ask him about that. He's very, very physically fit.
He is, and he went out once with Kelly Brook.
He did, very briefly.
And I had a few spats.
Didn't work out so well. I did want to, so that's very exciting. We've got them all coming up. I did want to talk to you a little bit about something kind of related to those people from reality shows, though.
Okay, come on.
Have you seen this week, apparently, Dawn French? First of all, she's coming back with a new series of French and Saunders.
I love my favourite.
Into it.
I love her.
But she was also kind of slagged off. She since denied that it was aimed at reality TV people, but slagged off the idea that you should go on TV, shag people in bushes and be proud of it. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I actually agree with her. Mm-hmm. And I think she's got a point because she's real talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what she was trying to say, there are so many just people wanting to have fame and they're not talented. And they think if they have a, you know, quick bonk on the telly, they're going to be famous and get on the front pages of the paper, which actually has happened with Love Island because it was a huge hit.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm being hypocritical because I loved watching that show. I did get a bit hooked on it. But I do think it's a bit sad. I mean, I'd hate it if my kids were on there doing all that. I would be quite mortified.
Yeah.
And I get what she's saying. I think she's just saying what happened to real talent for people, you know, wanting to follow that, you know, what they're talented at and doing the art rather than just wanting to be famous.
But don't you think that that was also being kind of really pushed by shows like Britain's Got Talent, X Factor? You're seeing it all the time. At least those reality shows are providing something different.
Yeah, but the reality shows are, I mean, X Factor is wonderful. You are seeing real talent. They are getting an opportunity to perform in front of audiences and on a live TV show. They never, ever get to perform.
Mm.
You know, they're working in bars and clubs. You've seen, you know, the guy from Liverpool that was on Lorraine the other day, you know, who looks after his little boys, works in little weddings here and there. I think they're fantastic, X Factor. I really do love these shows.
So you think there's room for both?
There's room for both. But I think sometimes now it's going too far. You know, the Love Island, though it was enjoyable to watch and it got everyone's attention, you know, should we really be encouraging seeing people in bed together, you know, at 9 o'clock?
I agree with you on that.
You actually agree with me?
I do agree with you on that.
Do you agree with me with Hillary Clinton's book, though?
What about it?
Oh, that woman!
Right, let's play a little song and then we'll get us on the phone. We'll talk about Hillary at the end of the show.
Can we?
Yes.
Great.
I woke up with a fear this morning, but I can taste you on the tip of my tongue. Alarm without no warning, you're by my side and we've got smoke in our lungs. Last night we were way up, kissing in the back of the cab, and then you say, love, baby, let's go back to my flat. And when we wake up, never had a feeling like that. I got a reason, so man, put that record on again. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore, I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. Don't wanna sing mad songs anymore, only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Yeah, you know, your song's got me feeling like I'm. No fear, but I think I'm falling. I'm not proud, but I'm usually the type of girl that would hit and run. No risk, so I think I'm all in. When I kiss your lips through my heartbeat thump. And now we're way up, dancing on the roof of the house. And then we make love right there on your best friend's couch. And then you say, love, this is what it's all about. So keep on kissing my mouth. songs anymore. I only wanna hear love songs. I found my heart up in this place tonight. I don't wanna sing mad songs anymore. I only wanna sing your song. Cause your song's got me feeling like I'm. I don't wanna hear sad songs anymore.
Presents
Callum McSwiggan.
Today I am joined by my housemate and one of my best friends as well. It is Rowley, and we're going to be having phone sex live on air.
Okay.
I want you to hold your phone to your ear the whole time. I really want you to commit.
Hello.
Hey, Rowley.
Hi.
Why don't you tell me what you're wearing?
Nothing but a smile.
Oh.
And some eyelashes.
How big are those eyelashes?
10 inches.
I've got something else that's 10 inches if you're interested.
Oh, what?
It's not my penis, that's for sure.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggan.
From 6 a.m. FUBAR Radio.
I'm very excited.
I'm more excited.
We have our first guest on the line. Hello, Aston Merigold. How are you?
Oh, very good. How's it going?
Really
Aston!
Good.
Aston! Hello, darling. I saw you at Julian McDonald's. Lovely
very
fashion
good
show.
Night.
Yeah, it was good,
indeed.
Wasn't it?
It was a good night. It was indeed.
Oh, darling, I'm so delighted you've got Jeanette, can I tell you, as your dancing partner?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm very, very happy. Very happy.
I mean, how is it going? Tell us. I mean, is it nerve-wracking?
Do you know what, it is a little bit nerve-wracking, only because it's a bit like, you know, everyone's like, oh, but you dance, and this is, you know, what you do, and then I'm like, well, okay, I'm a singer that dances, and there's never probably been a time in my career where I've ever broke out into a ballroom or Latin dance.
That's true.
On stage, so.
No, it's true, I know, and it's very different, isn't it? I mean, because I
don't
think, I mean, I'm very good friends with Bruno, as you know, and he just says to me, it's so different, because the nerves just hit you, hear that music. And he said, you can't help but feel nervous when you hear that Strictly music. It's like...
Honestly, seriously, that's exactly it. It haunts me already, that music, the intro. I can hear it already. I'm like, okay, here we go.
It's obviously the first live show this Saturday, so you've been busy rehearsing. What is it you're singing and dancing to?
I've got the Foxtrot. This
Ooh.
Week.
Ooh. Foxtrot. I mean, that's not easy. That's a hard one. I mean, do they just give you that, or do you
they just give
it?
Me it, yeah. Just throw me right in the deep end. Why not? I'd be like, okay, cool. All right.
Oh, my word. The Foxtrot. Oh, darling. You. But I have to say, they're calling you the cutest couple because you are so cute together.
Oh, cute. Okay, maybe we might get a couple of extra votes.
You get some soup for being cute. So, how have you found the Foxtrot?
Honestly, the hardest thing I've probably ever done. But it's so enjoyable because I never, like growing up, like I'm all self-taught. So I was that kid that used to watch, you know, Michael Jackson videos and Justin Timberlake videos and just used to copy and that was it. Like I never got to go to college and all that kind of stuff. So this is like a good little, I suppose, you know, like trying to gather 20 years worth of experience in like the last week and a half has been fun.
I can imagine.
But it's
been testing, you know.
And is it hard, Aston, because I suppose because you are a performer, do you pick up bad habits and then there's Jeanette saying no, you don't do that, because you know what I mean, because
you sound like rhythm. Jeanette now actually.
You've got rhythm obviously, but it's doing it in the right way, isn't it?
Do you know what, that's probably been the biggest problem for Jeanette. Like, just trying to... If I was a blank canvas, I reckon that it might have been a little bit
exactly.
easier for her to kind of teach me, because it's a bit like there's no... You know, I wouldn't be standing in a certain way, I wouldn't hold my body in a certain way, just because I'm so used to, like, street dancing, like, everything's so, like, low and hunched over. Like, the Foxtrot is...
You've got to be
the complete opposite.
Yeah, you got like it's like a broom up your bum. You've got to be straight. It really is. That is a tough dance to do.
I'm sure that's not how Jeanette's explaining
well,
it.
I know, yeah, she didn't, yeah, not quite like that.
I think I should take over from Jeanette. No, but it is really tough, and it is, that's half, you know. We're talking with Bruno, he said sometimes people that do dance, it's harder then to teach the right way because they're looking at all your footwork and, you know,
everything.
So precisely.
It is mad. It is a bit. Even thinking about it now, you're applying a lot more pressure now. I'm thinking, oh, I got this out of my head now. I'm thinking, right, I was ready for Saturday until now.
Well, adding to the pressure, you are favourite. Before they've even seen you do your own dance, you are favourite.
You know what I mean? I saw this the other day. I was a bit like, guys, seriously? Like, it's all well and good. Like, everyone knows, yeah, okay, he does tricks, he flips, he does a bit of street dance here and there. But I'm like, that doesn't add anything to ballroom or Latin. Like, ballroom and Latin, as I said, I've never once in my life just broke out into one of these routines.
Of course. So,
it's going to be so exciting. I mean, I can't wait to see you in action. I really can't. And I'll be coming to a couple of the shows, so I'll make sure I'm shouting your name out. What do the other boys from JLS say?
Yeah, they're all in mad support. I was literally talking to we've got our own WhatsApp group and, you know, talk with all the wives and girlfriends and stuff. And I think Rochelle was actually saying, she was just like, Marvin, Rochelle's little girl, Alea, basically loves the show, and she's like, she can't wait till I'm on it. And she's like, right, she's basically looking to run up the phone bill. And I was like, perfect. She's great. She's like, Uncle Ast is on TV and she's going to run up the phone bill. So I was like, it's brilliant. This is great.
But is it hard for Rochelle? Because she'll be supporting Molly King, won't she?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You'll have got rivalry.
That's a good point.
I mean, listen, I'm just going by what Alea said. Do you know what I mean? Alea, like,
go with the kids.
Do you know what I mean?
Blame her.
I'm going by what Alea said. We can blame Alea, and it's like, right, you know, she's gone for Uncle Ast. I'm like, sorry, Molly, but.
obviously, you, like we just said, you are an early favourite. But there is some merit to that. You can dance. Who have you looked at in the other? Who are you viewing as competition? There must be someone who you think, do you know what? You're good. I need to look out for you.
Do you know what? Honestly, if this is probably like one competition that I'm in, it doesn't even feel like a competition. Personally,
because everyone's good friends, aren't they?
Everyone's good friends, and you do, like, you make new friends and all this kind of thing, and it's a bit like, if we were doing the same dance as each other every single week, then you'd be kind of picking up and going, oh, I'm trying to be better than this person here and it. But because we're doing totally different dances, different partners, all sorts, it's a bit like you have to be better than yourself each week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. In the end, it is a competition. I get that. And
you
want to
win. I haven't seen anyone.
Yeah. Listen, I've just said I'd be happy, more than happy, to get to the final and just be able to live the whole Strictly experience.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? And be able to learn every single week one of these routines, because it's like I said, I missed out on all that growing up. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I would love to do that. But then it's, you know, as you said, same time, it is a competition. I think after Saturday, we're going to see a couple of people probably bobbing up going, oh, yeah. Right, okay.
I can't wait to watch.
And obviously, I think you and Alexandra are the first people from X Factor to do Strictly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we are, yeah.
That's a fairly big deal. What's going to happen now? Because you won't be able to watch it on a Saturday night.
Yeah. Austin, it's your favourite show, X Factor. I mean, is it different? Can I ask you, is it different nerves from when you were starting out in X Factor to doing Strictly? Is it a different feel?
Do you know what? Honestly, now, even like, if I ever watch X Factor, like, it's a different show.
Mm.
From when I was on it, like, myself and the boys, and obviously Alex on the same year, it's like, when we did that show, ours was the last year that it was just the four judges firstly in the room before they changed it and they went back whatever else. But it was like the old format that everyone remembers.
Mm.
We were the last year to do that. Do you know what I mean? And it's literally going through it again, like the other day. And it was like, even on our year, there was some serious singers. There was no, like, I suppose I call it a TV act as such.
Yeah.
Mm.
On there. But they were all amazing singers our year. So I was a bit like, whoa. Okay, this is...
Because do you hate the kind of joke acts that were like Honey G that we've seen previously?
Do you know what? I just say half the time, I'm honest, I'll be honest, I never comment.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like, it's only because I've had certain... I've got friends that have done, like, gone onto the show and, like, I hear them sing and I'm just like, flipping out, like, you're, like, incredible. And they don't get it, like, they miss out on these spots because of it. And I'm like...
Yeah,
The show has so much credibility until that point for me. And I'm just still like, oh, you've got... This country is full of undeniably amazing talent.
Mm.
And it's like, don't get me wrong, I get it. Like, it provides entertainment and it's good. But when you just, like, especially when it's kind of personal as well sometimes, but, oh, my friend who is incredible has missed out on this slot. And it's like, oh, it's hard to kind of not be upset sometimes. You know what I mean?
I get that.
Like, human, do you know what I mean? But it is what it is.
But I think Simon now has said no more of those acts. I'm hoping this time around it's the real talent like you guys. I mean, because it was tough. It was nerve. It was. I mean, I remember interviewing you back then, and it was very nerve-wracking time. I mean,
yeah.
And it's made you all stars today, hasn't it?
Well, this, you know, the thing is, it's a bit like back in the day when you'd be nervous. You'd be nervous because the person or the act to your right or your left was incredible. Like, mm-hmm. as in vocally, performance-wise, it's a bit like you're not really worried if, you know, if you're providing enough jokey entertainment. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? You were trying to go on there and perform how you would on a tour or how you would further on in your career and, you know, so forth. And it's a bit like... Mm. If Simon's done that, then I'm, you know, definitely have to give him a round of applause for that, because it's just a bit like, I just want to see the talent this country has.
Me too. Yeah,
definitely.
Still, you know what I mean, even now.
Exactly. And it, and but you know what? There are still a few joke acts on Strictly. Do you remember John Sargent?
But you know what? You, when you say a joke act, that's, for me, I'm going, do you know what? That's just, again...
Oh. Aston either.
I think he's been cut off by Louis Walsh. He's gone.
I think we may have lost him.
We may have lost him. His battery ran out.
He hasn't paid his bill.
Aston, come back. We'll try and get him back,
we'll
folks.
We'll put
but
him
that
down
was
for
quite interesting, what Aston, going back to what he said, because that's been quite a kind of big discussion, hasn't it, really, that the joke acts, should they go through? I mean, to be honest, you know, my boys quite enjoyed the joke acts, watching them. But
it does,
again,
it does
take a place for someone that has true talent.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it just depends in the long term what you want from your Saturday night show, doesn't it?
Well, I tell you what, I cannot wait to watch Strictly. I can't wait.
Well, I think we've lost Aston, unfortunately.
But I've got, well, we'll try and get him back, guys, because that was very interesting chat, what he was saying.
Yeah, definitely.
But I really, really can't wait. But what I love about Strictly as well is that we see people progress, how they evolve, and we've got, like, you know, lovely Ruth. I know, I can't wait to see her dance, because I've got my money on Ruth.
Have you?
I've truly got my money on Ruth.
Apparently she's gone up in the odds today. She was 66 to 1. She's now 16 to 1.
Can I tell you?
Oh, I think we may have him back.
She's doing very well.
Hold on, I think we may have him back. Aston,
I'm back,
back.
I'm back.
Aston,
I'm back.
Okay. I wondered whether Louis Walsh was behind you trying to gag you. He pulled the plug out of the phone.
Exactly, I know. He's here somewhere.
But Aston, what we were saying, though, this is... I mean, such an experience, isn't it, Strictly? Did you ever think when you were doing X Factor that you would be
swapping shows?
Strictly Come Dancing?
You know what? Honestly, you just, like, especially during the X Factor series, you just never know what's going to happen. It's like...
True.
The fact that myself and Alexandra get to do Strictly this year, I just think it's great. I just, like, okay.
And were you guys the same year as on X Factor as well?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
So you've had a similar journey going on here, you know?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, we come full circle. That's what I'm saying.
And obviously Alexandra had a tough time losing her mum, but I saw her the other night at Julian McDonald's, and she was so positive and really wants to do the show, doesn't she? She was never giving up.
Listen, she's a superstar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Love her to bits. And obviously with everything that's going on with her right now, she's just like, no, the focus is Strictly, and it's, you know what I mean? She's on it. She's loving learning and everything, and it's like,
it's going to be fantastic. But I cannot wait to see you in your sequins.
Topless. Topless.
Have you been working out extra hard in the gym? Because all our listeners want to know. I mean, is that top going to be ripped off?
There's obviously going to be some skin showing, but I will say that I've been banned from the gym.
Why?
Jeanette said, no, it's not. It's worse for you to go whilst learning, like, ballroom and stuff, because you, like, obviously you hold yourself different, so it's like, oh.
Oh, I see.
Interesting.
So I'm on a ban. So.
Wow, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that.
Have they banned anything else before the shows?
No, not quite.
I know what you're getting at.
No, I'm just
so
asking.
So do I. I'm
just
like, wait, hold on.
Just asking. You need your energy. You need your energy, darling, especially for the Foxtrot.
Hey, well, you're telling me.
Well, look, we'll be supporting you here at FUBA Radio, Aston. I can't wait
to see you. Cheers,
and,
thank you.
I'm very good friends with Ruth, so give her my love, won't
you? Oh, I will do. I'll give her a hug. Hopefully see her tomorrow.
give her my best. Yeah. And we're rooting for you, Aston. All the best of luck with you and Jeanette.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Aston.
Bye, darling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out of my mind, out of my mind.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times, too many times.
My love, he makes me feel like nobody else, nobody else. But my love, he doesn't love me so.
Don't pick up the phone. You know he's only calling cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn.
No. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
Once again, we are jam-packed with guests.
God, so it's been bumper-bumper.
We've just had the very handsome, very gorgeous Aston on the phone.
He is a lovely guy. Can I just tell you something?
Go on.
When he was on X Factor, Simon, everyone said he is one of the loveliest people to work with. And, that JLS did so well, basically, because they were such nice guys, as well as being talented.
Yeah, same as Little
but
Mix.
But they were easy to work with.
Yeah.
And that makes such a difference.
Best way.
Some of the people I could talk about, which I won't.
Well, as I said, we have a jam-packed show and we already have our next guest on the phone.
Wow.
Talking of talented and gorgeous, we have Holly Bell. Hello.
Hello.
How are
gorgeous
you?
Holly Bell.
I've never been introduced like that. Lovely, thank you.
Well, that's a shame because it's the truth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, yeah. So, for those that don't know you, you were in the Bake Off 2011.
Yeah, back when no one watched it. Yeah, that's right.
I remember
that's
you.
Not true.
You were gorgeous.
That's not true. I don't think
we
that's
do.
True.
I think you made it the show it is today because everyone watched it and made it. You made it popular.
Yeah, it was all down to me. No, it was the second series. So basically, first series, not that many people watched. And the second series is when it kind of came to be a bit better known.
Yes.
And then it's just gone on to do amazing things since then. So yeah, now it's obviously gone to Channel 4.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it going to Channel 4? Holly, because that was such a big thing, and then obviously our lovely Mary didn't want to stay, and then poor Hollywood wanted to stay, and I don't know whether it was for the Reddies or what, but he wanted to stay on with the show. I mean, what do you think about it?
I think that the media are very clever at whipping stuff up to make a story, because everybody loves Bake Off, so they try and get people a bit upset about it. Anyone who works in TV or who works in media and knows how all this stuff works knows that it's production companies that make programmes, and it isn't very often channels that make them. So the BBC didn't make Bake Off, and they never have done. Mm. It was Love Productions, and they still make it.
Mm.
And the BBC didn't want to pay for it, and Channel 4 did. And the way I look at it is, if it were me and I was one of the presenters, I'd have gone with Channel 4. I would have gone with Bake Off. Because Bake Off, Love Productions are the employer, not the BBC.
Yes, that's true. And so, yeah, most people forget that, don't they?
Yeah, so I kind of, I know, God, poor Hollywood, not my favourite person in the world by a long shot, but he, I don't in any way blame him for going with the money. I would have done the same. I've got a mortgage to pay just like he has, you know.
Yeah, of course. What's the beef with you and Paul?
This, a joke. There's no beef. It's just that, I mean,
it's medium and rare for this beef.
he is someone who very much, like anyone in these kind of shows, they have their favourites and they have people they like and people they don't like as much. And Paul and I never got on terribly well.
Mm-hmm.
And he made me cry off camera one day.
Which, oh, off camera, really?
Off camera? But why? Why did he make you cry off camera?
Well, he came, so you submit all your recipes about, gosh, months and months before you're actually recording the show. And I think it was like the quarterfinal, something like that. And he came over and picked up my recipe sheet. And this is before we started filming. And I was prepping all my ingredients and making sure I'd got everything I needed. And he started laughing.
And I said,
what are you laughing at? And he said, we'll discuss it on camera. Oh. And I may have said something like, well, don't laugh off camera then. And he pulled a face and there was a few words and I ended up crying rather pathetically. I guess I'm just not his kind of woman.
Right.
Because you fought back, my darling. Holly.
Yeah.
Well done for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, he's good, but good luck to him. You know,
I would have shoved your pavlova up where the sun don't shine.
Horrible laughing.
That's horrible. Because he was putting you down a bit. It's not very nice.
Yeah, he's a bit like that. And I think if he really likes you, his sort of humour isn't my kind of humour, I guess, is probably the way of looking at it. And I always felt like he just thought I was a bit of a pain in the backside.
An arsehole.
Well, I don't like that, actually, my darling, and I'm well done for you for sticking up for yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that. What have you been up to since? It looks like a lot.
Loads and loads and loads. So yeah, I finished working in advertising, which is what I was doing when I was on maternity leave when I did the show.
Oh really?
Yeah, I thought I got a bit
It's a good use of time.
Having a baby. wasn't enough to do. So I went and did the Bake Off, then I left advertising, and then since then, I already had the blog, which is called Recipes from a Normal Mum, so I carried on with that, and I sort of did a recipe a week on that, and then I've done so much stuff. I've done recipe films for loads of different brands, you know, from Sainsbury's through to Aldi, through to Lakeland, through to, you know, like, you name it,
I've done it.
Done a couple of recipe books, done a bit of radio presenting on local radio, which is good fun. I tell you what, it's bloody hard, isn't it?
Can be, yeah.
Well, it's hard with certain co-hosts, yeah.
Excuse me. I shan't have this.
But it was a good thing for you to do, Holly. It's obviously brought
amazing.
A lot of things to you.
Yeah, I'm really glad, and I think it's very... I've read a few interviews with various people who've been on Bake Off, and there's a lot of people like to moan about it and how it was really hard work and it was this, that and the other. And I just think, do you know what? It was hard work. I'm not going to say it isn't, because it's a lot harder than it looks. Because obviously when you sit at home and see the edited version, it is hard work.
Yeah, of course.
So you put yourself in for it. It was also good fun. I made a really good friend, Jo, who was on the year that I was on, who won it.
Oh, yes,
Jo,
I remember,
really
yeah.
good mate.
Yep.
Yeah. She's lovely. So I've made a really good friend for life. And I was able to leave a really boring office job and actually do something I wanted to do and spend loads of time with my kids. So, whinging about it. Yeah, I'm really lucky to have done it. And I do pinch myself.
And if you saw Paul Hollywood out, like, tomorrow walking the dog, what would you say?
I do quite a lot of these food shows, you know, like I'm doing Cake and Bake soon, and I've done a good food show, and I've done all these different ones. And I always get this moment where I think, oh no, what if he's on the same day that I'm on? And so far it's not happened.
Oh, perfect.
It will now,
yeah,
you've
seen
said
Mary
it.
Since at shows. I've not seen Paul. But you know what? Not long after we finished Bake Off, I did a bit of radio presenting, and I had his number, and I messaged him, said, would you come on the show on the phone? And he said yes, and he was actually really nice to me. So maybe, just maybe, him being a bit of a meanie was actually just his TV persona. Who knows?
Yeah, he was a meanie, but the cameras weren't rolling, darling.
Yeah, that's true.
They weren't, but maybe, you know, it's all. Maybe he was in the zone, you know, like method acting. Maybe he couldn't get out of it.
Like, well, that's a good Al Pacino.
Point. Yeah.
Al Pacino of the pastry world. Yeah.
So you're doing the cake and bake show on Thursday. What's involved with that?
Yeah, gosh, all sorts. So I'm going to be making a few different recipes live on stage, which is always really good fun. Mm-hmm. And I always try and sneak a few samples out to the audience, even though you're not supposed to. And health and safety.
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah, and then I'm also doing a masterclass on perfect buttercream.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a tough one.
Oh,
it's exciting.
That's a lot of arm ache doing a buttercream, isn't it?
Oh, I love buttercream more than life. Yeah. Can you come in here and make something for us? I'm so
I'll
hungry.
Send you a large vat of it.
Oh, please.
Facing it.
No, please come in with some tasty nibbles.
And where is the cake and bake show?
It's in Manchester and also London. I'm at the Manchester one.
Oh, great.
But there's also loads and loads of bake-off people at both of them. So it's really good. If anyone's not been to one of these shows, basically imagine a massive hall full of every possible stand selling all sorts of amazing cake stuff, like kit and actual cakes to eat, and loads and loads of demos from all the people you recognise off the telly. So it's a good day out.
Sounds good
loads
to me.
Of fun. Loads of kids as well, which is nice. So yeah, good.
I love this. And you're blogging. You've got amazing blogs that we've got to all get into. And I want to know your favourite recipe. What can I make tonight? Because I'm very tired, had a very busy London Fashion Week, exhausted. Oh, what can I cook tonight?
Okay, if you've done London Fashion Week, are you carb phobic or are you on board with carbs?
I'm okay with carbs. Now and then. Don't hurt.
All right. Okay, I would suggest, so there's a couple of recipes on the blog you might like. One is like a pasta dish that's got a bit of lemon zest, bit of cream cheese, some courgettes, some peas, ooh, and a bit of salmon and pasta.
Nice.
And that's really, really lovely and easy. It takes about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
don't think I've got any lemons.
On there.
I went out with one the
again,
other night,
sorry.
But no, I haven't got any lemons. Lemon zest. I love
lemon
a bit of...
zest.
Okay.
And then what you can do is use the lemons in your gin later.
Oh, so, good idea. Good idea.
Yeah, don't like waste. Do not like waste.
Well, if you don't make that, Lizzie, I'm going to make it tonight because that sounds pretty good.
I love it. Holly Bell, I love you and I would never laugh at one of your recipes.
Well, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
I love you for that. Sticking up for yourself
yeah,
against
definitely.
Poor Hollywood.
I agree.
Who the hell does he think he is?
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
We love you.
Thank you.
Come back again and bring some little tasty morsels for us.
Yeah,
oh,
please
I will,
do.
I will.
Thank you, darling. Lovely to speak to you. Best of luck.
Take care.
Bye, Holly.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh,
just trust.
blondie.
You do?
I'm a darkie head.
You what?
I'm dark haired.
That's true, actually, yes. You're not a blondie
I'm
yourself.
I'm not a blondie.
Yes, that is true.
But I could, you know, what'd you go for? Blonde, brunette, ginger?
Well, my boyfriend is dark haired.
Oh,
he's Korean, though, so maybe why.
Nice. You have nice political views.
He's not North Korean, Lizzie. Jesus Christ. Right, we've got our next guests, our final guests for the show.
I love this show.
Hello, Dino. Hello, Shirelle. Are you there?
Hey!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
How are you guys?
Yeah, we're awesome, thank you. How are you?
Really good. It's great to have you on here. So, you are from the new ITV show Bromans.
Yeah.
That is us.
Tell us a bit about it for those that don't know, because it's a brand new show, isn't it?
Yeah, so Bromans is probably the most epic thing I think you'll ever watch on TV.
Epic? Wow.
Not just because we're on it.
No, that's not biased at all.
Explain a bit how it
epic?
Works.
Why is it epic?
It's so fun. Basically, it's kind of a little bit like a cross of kind of Love Island / Gladiator. You know, it's got all of like the sexy kind of atmosphere to it with some real raw, intensive challenges and battles, really.
Yeah, so you actually have to like live a Roman life, isn't that kind of the vibe?
Yeah. You would think like Roman wives had it easy, but believe me, Roman wives didn't have it easy back in 2000.
What did they have to do?
Oh my God! Like we had to fight, obviously, in the first episode for our men's clothes. Then we have to battle it out in like the swamps, like this cesspit.
Oh my God!
It gets so brutal. But then we get taken away for luxuries as well, as you're seeing tonight's episode. Girls get treated while the men get down and dirty. So
so it's a bit like The Apprentice.
Down and dirty!
Yeah.
Now, listen, why? Because, you know, Love Island was such a massive hit this time round, beyond anyone's dreams, I think. Is this going to be the same? What has this got that Love Island won't have?
So this is basically, it's kind of like, it's got all of the whole sex appeal to it. You know, you've got big, muscly men. You've got, you know, really hot-looking girls wearing very skimpy clothes.
Can I just say how hot David McIntosh is? How mad is he?
Even I've got to agree with that. He's a good-looking chap.
He's a funny boy.
But then it brings in the whole kind of the whole gladiatorial aspect of it. You know, we're fully submersed in ancient Rome. You know, we're battling it out. We're training together. You know, we're fighting against each other, eating Roman food and diet. So, it's just epic. That's the only word I can really use to describe it, really.
How did you both get involved with it?
Oh, gosh. It was like, well, at first, like, we got approached to go on this programme.
Which we knew nothing about.
Nothing.
Like, literally, it was like, do you fancy spending the summer away and is your lad the ultimate lad?
Well, yeah, sipping cocktails, you know, nice sun, but no, it was nothing like that.
Far from that. You know, I thought I was going to be topping up my tan, drinking cocktails by the pool.
You thought you were going to Love Island, didn't you? You
didn't
realize. Something like that, you know, maybe some massages here and there. No, none of that.
I love the sound of this.
It's mad.
So it's kind of modern men surviving in an ancient world.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. You know, we lived, eat, breathed shit.
that's a nice viewing. And you're wearing sandals, leather loincloths, sort of like little gold little lame pants.
I mean, it was kind of sexy. I mean, the girls had to wear quite sexy outfits. And I mean, men in gold hot pants as well. I mean, it's quite a sexy. I didn't mind the outfits.
We got a lot of good. Got a lot of good.
And where was it? Where was it all filmed? Where did you do it? This.
So it's based on a movie set for quite a few famous gladiatorial movies.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In Bulgaria.
In Bulgaria, and we were living there. We was eating there. You know, we stayed in like a massive communal house. We did have a little few luxuries, like the Roman swimming pool and stuff. But
yeah, but the food there was horrible. Like we had to eat like Romans, and there was no seasoning on your chicken. Like
really.
It
was so.
It was
so
like Colonel Sanders. Yeah. What?
So
I just put a little bit of salt, pepper, and chili. That is it. But no.
So what are we going to get from the show watching it? I mean, are we going to be gripped?
you're going to literally, on every single episode, be on the edge of your seat because you do not know what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
It's just so brutal and so... And then you see a bit more reality side where we've all been living together 24 hours now and we're all battling it out. It's not... It don't go smooth sailing. So,
are there
yeah,
a few spats and rows? Is there rows? A few Barneys?
There's kick-offs. There's, you know, there, you know, don't get me wrong, there's laughs, there's banter, but there, you know, there's also the down times as well where, you know, things kind of spill out a little bit from the Coliseum. And yeah, you know, there's
a lot of drama,
a lot of spillage. Oh, so it is like Love Island.
It's not smooth sailing, put it that way.
Lizzie, you're disgusting.
No, but and obviously you've got, so it's kind of a bit, it sounds really exciting to me, but you've got a bit of the sexiness as well.
Oh yeah,
there's so much. I mean, there's so much sort of testosterone flying around the arena. It's quite hard not to.
And the winner gets £10,000.
Wow.
So
yeah,
you know, you want to fight it out
with the emperor's riches. You know, it's all to play for. It gets really intense.
That's why everyone's putting their all into it. Every challenge, because no one wants to be that loser and walk home without that £10,000. So
yeah, I love that. Were there any nasty tricks? Was there anyone in there that was a bit nasty and used to do a few little sneaky things?
There's a few characters that pop up that you think, oh, you know, I didn't quite expect that. And It's one of them shows, you know, you've got to expect the unexpected always. You know, there's twists and turns and, you know, things happening that you think, actually, oh, you know, I did not expect that at all.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going to happen next, you know?
You just couldn't relax. Like, there was no time to relax because you're always on the edge there thinking, oh, my God, we're gonna get chunked in this swamp and we're going to have to fight it out.
Sounds quite stressful.
it was very, like, you're always sort of on the edge. Like, there was no time for relaxing there.
Yeah.
No time for chilling.
Well,
yeah. And it was very, 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 like, hot out there as well, you know.
Yeah.
Things get a little bit steamy sometimes as well.
Well, it sounds like a life experience, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not very good. I don't think we've ever experienced anything like that again.
So tell us, guys, for our listeners, when is it on? When can we all tune in? We're all desperate to see this show.
So, every Thursday on ITV2 at 9 p.m. and the second episode is tonight.
Tonight, baby. So if you haven't already seen the first episode, catch it up on ITV Player. Watch that. I guarantee you, you know, you will be hooked.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna watch tonight. That's
we're
good.
We're gonna be addicted.
Yeah.
I'm
so
gonna be
I'm
addicted.
Into it.
Episode as well. I can't say any more, but it is a very big episode.
Impressive episode. Yeah,
done. It's a big consider one. It done.
It's a big. Yeah. And you love working with David McIntosh, then he was, because he is a bit crazy.
Oh yes, he's crazy, but all the girls fell on knees.
I enjoyed that.
You all fell on your knees.
Oh, we just couldn't stop staring at him. I mean, our jaw would drop every time we see him, especially when he got angry. We're like, oh, God, it's a bit hot in here.
Did you when he was angry? Yeah, well, listen, darlings, we're going to love the show. Really, best of luck. We can't wait to see you on it. And we'll all be tuning in. Steve's going to rush home now.
No, I am going to watch it.
He's racing home to see your little loincloth. Okay, guys.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Oh.
Well, you know.
That sounds something.
Loincloth, hot
I like
weather.
The sound of this.
Yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
I should have been there. I love that ancient times, the Roman Empire.
I don't
men
think
were
you,
men.
Yeah, but I don't think you would have survived very long.
Why?
To be
no. I'm a gutsy girl.
Oh,
I'd
yeah,
wash
no,
his,
but then,
I'd wash
there's
his
a difference
cloth.
Between gutsy and then, you know, watching someone be gutsied.
Thrown to the lions.
Yeah.
I'll definitely throw a few to the lions. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's
God,
true.
What a show we've had.
We have had a fantastic show. Once again, we are.
And Bruno's been ringing me through the show.
I know. I keep seeing him come up on your phone. I won't be here next week, sadly.
Darling, don't leave me this way.
I'm sure you'll find someone who's just as capable.
I will. I will miss you.
Of
seriously.
Course you will, darling. And you know, when I'm back the week after, I'll be drinking. So.
Oh, fantastic. Hold on a minute. You've just had one. That's naughty. Pretending you're not drinking. Well, folks, I've had a great time tonight. Hope you have too. Please tweet about us. We are the best show that is around. We are the most fun, sexy radio show. If you agree, give us a tweet.
I like that.
Love you, Stephen.
Good, love you too, Lizzie. We're playing a bit of Madonna.
Woo!
And you can dance.